Welcome to the podcast. In today's podcast, we are going to do a little bit of a bonus podcast. I don't usually do one every Friday, but something in the group piqued my interest and I wanted to share it. Let's dig in. Okay, guys, let's dig into this. The reason I wanted to do a podcast today is just watching the group interact. It's been fantastic. The group's now at 125 members, which is just awesome. And what I'm, you know, there's two things I'm noticing from the group is one, when people are coming in, one of the biggest things we're seeing repeatedly is people wanting just not to feel alone or feel that they're the only ones dealing with this stuff. Because I think what I'm, you know, what I'm seeing and what I'm experiencing and learning from this is just how alone we all feel when we have dyslexia. You know, it's like you can be around 100 people but still feel alone and the only one going through things when others don't understand the way your mind works. And there may be people that are dealing with the same thing, but they don't accept that they're dyslexic and they're as much use as the people who aren't, in some cases, most cases, to be honest, because they have all the problems, but they don't have the awareness around why they're having the problems. So just knowing you're not alone, knowing that everyone else is going through the same stuff, the same stupid issues that feel so, you know, they feel stupid. You know, they're not stupid, but they feel like it in the moment. So it's brilliant to be able to, it's great to see everyone interacting. And the amount of people sharing their stories and their problems and their pains is so awesome. Because it's great to be able just to offload it and not feel judged. Because it's, you know, that's half the thing is we don't like to, you know, a lot of dyslexics keep it inside half the time because we don't want to seem stupid, so we don't say it. But you can say it in this group without any judgment, which is awesome. So thanks everybody who listens to this, who's in the group, who is sharing. The other thing I loved this morning from a member, and I'll try not to use anyone's names, for personal reasons, but there was a great post about how someone does their cleaning in their house, the dyslexic cleaning routine. I think there could be a video on that. Where they go around, they start doing one thing, they may start doing the dishes, you know, they then notice there are weeds out in the garden, so they go and spray the weeds. They then go back and put the washing in the washing machine, move on to something else, and they kind of go around in this I like to call it the Tasmanian devil mode, where it's like they know what the goal is in the middle of this tornado, but they're just running around the edges doing all these things in a completely illogical order. But at the end of the day, the result is the same. They usually get majority of the things done in Tasmanian devil mode. And what I wanted to share is I think people, you know, there are a lot of people who accept that about themselves. It's just the way they are. And I think that's beautiful. And I think for anyone who doesn't, you know, don't look to... You can either look to change the person or you can look to change how you work with the person or the environment of the person. So in my opinion, the latter is more important. You want to work... You don't want to change what you're naturally like. You know, you can't. You can improve it slightly over time. You can try... But 9 times out of 10, if you try and shove a square peg into a round hole, it ain't going to go through it. So you want to work out how do you make it work with the environment that you have. You know, I'm exactly the same. I have Tasmanian devil mode. It's probably some of my most efficient modes. I've got that. I've also got hyper-focus mode where I put music on in my ears and I just do some work and I create some, like whether I write an article or a video script. I just put my earphones in and I just smash it out and I go into hyper-focus mode and I get epic work done in like 25 minutes. And then I completely get lost on YouTube for an hour. You know, that's just my process. Like I've been part of a lot of business groups over the years and I used to feel really, not judged by them, but they had different styles of working. And I used to think, to be successful, I had to mold myself to who they are and what they are. And it took a while, but what I realized is I could listen to what they're saying, and I could say, would that work for me? And if it doesn't, then that's okay. You know, I used to think that I was a failure because I wasn't actually changing who I was to be this successful business person in the way that they were, you know. And I, you know, just over time, it's really just become obvious to me through experience that it doesn't matter. You know, you are who you are. Own it. You know, that is the authentic you, dyslexic, jumbled Tasmanian devil. You know, embrace it. Work out how to better, you know, to better use that ability. And I'll give you an idea. So me and my partner, we're terrible at cleaning the house. We're just shocking. We're just not those humans. You know, we would rather avoid it wherever possible. And what we started doing is on a Saturday and a Sunday is we crank the music and we put a timer on for 25 minutes. And we both just Tasmanian devil around the house and get as much done in 25 minutes as possible. Sometimes we go over it, but you know, we know there's a time cap, so it doesn't seem quite as scary as just cleaning. And we know that we kind of give each other areas, and then we just kind of do as much as we can in those areas, and it kind of works. It's you know, it's not how someone would teach you to clean a house, but we get it done our way, and that's fine. You know, others might say, "Oh, but you missed this bit." We don't care. We've got majority of it done. Next week's Tasmanian Devil moment, we'll clean the rest of it up. You know, so it's about understanding your strengths and you know, accepting your strengths. Like, I'm not a fan of continuously beating yourself down on your weaknesses and saying that has to get stronger, that has to get stronger. I used to do that, and I just don't think it works. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you can't improve your weaknesses. That is not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is you need to accept your weaknesses and accept your strengths. And for me, it's how do you manage your, what's the best way to say this? How do you manage your strengths better to compensate for the weaknesses? If that makes any sense. Because no one is completely unstrong in a certain area. There's some strength there, but it's probably not a logical or previously seen strength. So how do you take a strength that could work in another area of your life and frame it or put it into some sort of structure? Like exactly for us, like the Tasmanian Devil cleaning, we realized the problem with that was we were forgetting to even start. So we said, what if we just did 25 minutes on a Saturday and just did 25 minutes on a Sunday? And we just crank the music, and that's how we start, and we go from there. And that was us not changing the way we cleaned, but putting a structure around a bit of our strength to get something done. So hopefully that makes sense. Like, I actually think this is oddly one of the more valuable podcasts I've done recently, because I think it's so poignant for so many people. But again, I just want to finish off by saying thank you to everybody who's been part of the group, everyone who's joining. It's so exciting to see so many new faces and people getting so much value out of it. Have a absolutely epic rest of your weekend, and look out for the entrepreneur interview I did with Flavio around how to start a business, which would be out on Monday or Tuesday at this point. Have a fantastic weekend.